Stock has bones. Broth has flesh. Everything else most cookbooks say about the difference is decoration around that single line. If you remember it, you will know which liquid you are making before the pot is on the stove, and you will know what to expect from it on the spoon. The reason the distinction exists is collagen. Collagen is the connective protein that holds bone, cartilage, and tendon together. With prolonged simmering, 3 to 6 hours at a gentle bubble, sometimes longer, its triple helix unwinds and breaks into shorter chains called gelatin. Gelatin is what gives a properly made stock its body. The slight stickiness on the lips, the way a cold spoonful trembles instead of pouring. Broth made from meat and vegetables for a shorter time never reaches that conversion. The bones are not there to give up what they have. So broth tastes of meat and aromatics, and stock tastes of meat and aromatics, plus the structural memory of an animal. Both can be excellent. They are not interchangeable. A useful test, the only one that does not lie. Chill a cup of finished stock overnight in the refrigerator. If it jiggles like a soft jelly the next morning, the collagen extracted properly, and you have stock. If it stays liquid, you have broth, no matter what the label on the pot said. This is a more honest measurement than time on the stove. Old animals, joint bones, knuckles, and feet give up more collagen than lean carcasses. A 4-hour stock from chicken feet will set firmer than an 8-hour stock from breast bones. The test catches what the recipe cannot predict. There is a third word that arrives often and confuses people: consommé. Consommé is not a separate liquid, it is a finished one. You take a good stock, clarify it with a raft of egg whites and ground meat that traps suspended particles as it cooks, strain the result through cloth, and you have a stock that is perfectly clear, deeply flavored, and slightly intensified by the second reduction. The French classical kitchen treats consommé as a final form, the soup at the beginning of a formal meal. The word does not describe a method of extraction, it describes a method of refinement. Japanese dashi sits technically in the broth category. No bones, a 60-degree steep of kanbu, and a 2-minute infusion of katsuobushi. See how to make dashi without overcomplicating it for the procedure. There is no gelatin in it, and a cold cup of dashi will not jiggle. And yet nobody confuses dashi with chicken broth on the tongue. The reason is umami concentration. Kanbu carries free glutamate at levels that rival aged Parmigiano, and katsuobushi contributes inosinate, a nucleotide that multiplies the perceived umami when both are present together. Dashi achieves through receptor synergy what stock achieves through dissolved collagen. The depth is comparable. This is why a stocked pantry of kanbu and katsuobushi can substitute for animal stock in many dishes. How to build a simple dashi pantry covers the keeping rules, and why the substitution rarely tastes thin. For roasted stocks, beef, veal, the brown chicken stock that anchors most French sauces, there is one preparation step that does more than any seasoning. Roast the bones in a hot oven, around 220 degrees Celsius, until they are deeply browned. The Maillard reaction, the same browning chemistry that gives crust to bread and color to seared meat, produces hundreds of new aromatic compounds at the bone surface. Pyrazines, furans, melanoidins, that dissolve into the water during the long simmer. A stock made from raw bones is pale and faintly metallic. A stock made from roasted bones is amber, savory, and reads on the palate as a finished thing, rather than a raw extraction. The hour in the oven is not optional, if you want the depth. There are several views on the stock-broth distinction, and they do not entirely agree. The French classical kitchen, codified by Auguste Escoffier in Le Guide Culinaire, 1903, distinguishes them rigorously. Fond is the long-simmered, bone-based extraction that becomes the base for sauces. Bouillon is the shorter meat-based liquid served as soup. American home cooking, by contrast, treats stock and broth as interchangeable in most contexts. Supermarket cartons labeled chicken stock and chicken broth often differ only in salt level. Harold McGee, in On Food and Cooking, 2004, notes that the distinction is technically about collagen extraction, but observes that everyday usage has eroded the line beyond easy recovery. My view, the words matter when you're trying to repeat a result. If you want a sauce that coats a spoon, you need stock, and you need to know that stock means bones simmered until they release gelatin. A vegetable stock is a misnomer. There are no bones in it, nothing to release collagen. So call it vegetable broth, or call it dashi, and reserve the word stock for what the word actually describes. The vocabulary is small, it pays back the discipline. Most kitchen confusion around these words is not really about the words. It's about people expecting body from a liquid that cannot deliver body, or expecting clarity from a liquid that was never meant to be clear. If you know that body comes from collagen, that collagen comes from bones, and that bones need hours of gentle simmering to give it up, the rest of the vocabulary falls into place without effort. Stock and broth are not synonyms. They are different liquids with different jobs, and the difference is quiet, only because nobody bothered to point at it.